Parshas Behar Bechukotai. So, I was wondering why Behar Bechukotai came out this week and not last week. In the Teichacha, it says, Bekoshlu Ish Be'ochiv. Mamish, exactly what was this guy in? Bekoshlu Ish Be'ochiv, Kibibnecher, Varei Defayim, Vleiti Elechem Tumo, Fnei Avechem. Mamish, Bekoshlu Ish Be'ochiv. Agav, the Ramban says, that somebody that would see such a sefer, even if they didn't know that it was Min HaShamayim, they would have to believe in it because everything that was in the sky, the Teichacha, the two Teichachas, here in Mechukais, in the second one, Mishnah Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu said, he says, in the sky, vort for vort, mamish, exactly, till the Nekuda Achorino, Lenofo, Dovar Arzo, one in the Zman of the first Chorban of the Beis HaMikdash, one in the Zman of the second Chorban of the second Beis HaMikdash. Mamish, exactly as it says. But very often you find that there's a connection between what happens, the Parshas Shavuah, this is mamish what happened. And afterwards I thought about, the reason is because last week it was before Shabbos and no one knew what happened. No one really understood what happened before. So everybody saw clearly that it was from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everybody's in Chazak, everybody couldn't believe it, and they realized this is Mamash Hamakom from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Once a week already went by, then there's already excuses, there's already people to blame, there's already, oh, now we understand what happened. It was this, it was that person, it was the other thing. They closed this off, and they shouldn't have closed it off, and they never did that, and this person is to blame, and the other person, they already knew this from 4 years ago, and from 5 years ago, and this is the people. Then it turns into, it's a mikra, and that's exactly what the Teichacha is about. In Tilchum Yikeri, that's what the Rambam writes, that that's achzorius, if a person sees something that's from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he goes ahead and he says that it's mikra, so then that's achzorius, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obviously talking, we're supposed to be listening, and the person says the mikra, and there's nothing that a person can't say that is mikra, like we mentioned, nothing that a person can't say is mikra, the whole Holocaust is mikra. It happened to be that somebody wrote the protocols of the elders of Zion, and it actually wasn't that at the beginning, somebody switched it to the elders of Zion, and then happens to be that Hitler was put in jail, and he read it, and he was upset, and he wrote the Mein Kampf, and the Hulu, and the whole thing, and then it started. And we can explain everything. What can't be explained? Everything can be explained. Especially, so now you have somebody to blame. Hitler, Machshava, you can blame. And now you can blame the police officer to blame, and Miron, and the other person to blame. There's always a person to blame. But the MS is, like I mentioned once in the past, my great-uncle, Yitzhak Grudzinski, was Nifter last year. So, shortly before he was Nifter, he had a chasana. He made a chasana for a great-grandchild, I think. And the mechutin said there by the chasana, he said, and he saw everybody dancing together, duris, mamish, duris, yishor, mevarochim, three, four duris. He says, this is your nekama against Hitler. So he turns to me and says, Hitler? Who's Hitler? He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa v'oiseh v'yas l'chol ha'masim. This is somebody that went through the Holocaust, and he went through the concentration camps, and he went through the Kovna Ghetto, he went through it all. It's not that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa v'oiseh v'yas l'chol ha'masim, to be able to see that in every situation, and not to lose sight of that. Yes, in Echanami, there's a lot of people there, and they already knew years ago that this could be a problem in v'chulu. Never happened before. Al derech hateva shouldn't have happened. There's something that was different, and obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to show us that this is something that it's to give a little shake to that we shouldn't forget. I was by a vad this week, and Mashgiach was giving the vad. He said that he was in Yerushalayim. He says that somebody put up a Pashkevila on the wall, put up one of these big ptakim, blaming this Knesset member and blaming the other one for, you know, the thing that happened. So he said he saw a 14-year-old boy rip it down. So he went over to him, he says, what are you doing? So he says, sof sof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting a wake-up call. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something, and somebody has to go up and put up a sign. So he said, I was amazed that it was a 14-year-old boy was able to understand that. You know, even somebody so young was able to. He says, I'm down with him whether or not he should be the one to be machlim what goes up or not. Then he said he's going to ask his reshiva, but say that. But that, you know, it's also a person to realize, to anybody, it's the purity of the young that they should be able to. We'd rather not have to deal with what it means, so therefore maybe we, you know, oh, it was mikra, so then we don't have to deal with anything because it wasn't a Rebbeinu Shlomo anymore. But the, somebody that sees it clearly, it's obviously, it doesn't have that. That subconscious rebelliousness against the, you know, we don't want to do it, we don't want to change anything. You see it clearly. This is really the week is coming to the end of the Shiva. I was by with the Shiva last night of one of the people, Matalon in Beitar. And I was there actually. Rav Druk was the Magid Mishorim. He was speaking when I came. This was already after hours of, by far after hours at the end of the Shiva. They were in Ulam. The amount of people that were there was tremendous. But he was speaking about it. Afterwards, he went over to the father and the brothers. Speaking, he said, like, the whole Klal Yisrael is sitting Shiva this week. It's like everybody feels Mugad. There's no one, every single, all the different chugim and all the different sugim. Everybody's together. Everybody is, and the people there were this person himself. I heard stories about many people. This person himself is a 37-year-old. He was actually named. His second name is Shimon. His name is Shimon. He was named after Shimon Bar Yochai. He was one of the people. His parents didn't have children for a while, and they went and they. They davened by Shimon Rechoy, and they named him after Shimon Rechoy. They named him Bischusay. And he's from Kama Vekamat Varm was Nicker that he knew what was about to happen. He wrote something to somebody on Thursday, and he gave the person a petek and he told him to only open it on Sunday. My wife heard this from his wife, yeah, last night. But it was going around. This is something in, and the person opened on Sunday, and it was basically a tzava. And everybody should read it. I wish I would have it here. It was going around. Everybody is. Oh, somebody has it. He has it. Tremendous. What? I'll just read one line, maybe. Just one line.
When did he write it?
He wrote it this past week, Thursday. He gave it to somebody to open on Sunday.
Before he went to
Meron. Yeah. Shira Munash Rav Shimon Matalon. That's over here. They was going around. Everybody, they actually had it as a magnet last night. They were giving it out. There was Mamash totally full of Emunah. And במקום להתעצבן על אמונה להתאמן במקום לראות שחר בחצים עלי לבחור ממש going through basically the bottom line is which I don't see here actually So the whole thing of him that's how he starts off. It's tremendous. He knew what was going on. They said by the Shiva last night that I think he was he went to the mikveh before he went to Meron. And the man he said that he said vidui. And they asked him, what are you doing? Are you crazy? Like what are you this is before you to Rav Shimon, you have to come tar. You have to come mamash, like I don't see it here. One of the lines he says is that it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu kovei et ha-matav ve-adam kovei et ha-matav ruach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is kovei et ha-matav, and person is kovei et ha-matav ruach. These people were choshev people that every yid is choshev. And it's like interesting that these people sort of knew what was coming. But the chizik that's going on, the chizik that everybody wants to feel in this chazik, that's something which shouldn't die out. That's what's Rabbi Naaman Finkel said yesterday. He said he came from one of the families. So the father who lost the child said that he wants this chizik. He feels so nis'aleh during this week of Shiva. He was asking him, how could I keep it going? He said, that's what the father is worried about. That's what the father is. Mikam Yisrael. It's only Yid that has it. It's only Yid that's nis'aleh in such a matzev and he doesn't become crushed. It's amazing. It's only somebody that has a moon. It's only somebody. The whole mice can only be by Yid in that there's such a thing. That a person is being crushed by other people, and he says to them, "I'm meichel you, anybody that's on top of me, I'm meichel for stepping on me, meichel for people that were in a matzav that they could have been saved, and they said save somebody else." It's It's tremendous. What a yid is, to appreciate what a yid is, to see, even in the master of a person, the last seconds of his life, he's thinking about somebody else. It's either him or somebody else, and he gives his life to somebody else. It's tremendous. Not to be believed. There has to be some sort of chizik, and I know I spoke about this beforehand, but I spoke to people afterwards, and they mentioned that it's hard for them to, and I specifically didn't say any specific thing for chizik, because we can't know why it happened, and every person has their own individual thing, and you say one thing in the chizik, and the person is ready in the chizik, and then come on time for shachas. I always come on time for shachas. I'm there an hour before shachas. Let me get, that's not for me. Okay, so it doesn't apply. So that's why you don't give something specific. So I'm also not going to give something specific, but I'm still going to give something specific. And I think that maybe to take a sefer on an inyan of Avas Chesed, like the Oilam was being served, Rav Don was married this yesterday, the Rishiva told Rabbi Noam to speak about it, in Yonei Bein Adul Mechaviri, which is Zman Garam, certainly is the Zman Garam of Bein Pesach La'atzeres, to take a sefer Avas Chesed maybe, a sefer, it could be in English, it could be, they have a daily lesson, one of these things, something to learn. That way I think it's also, people have something with, when they make up a Kabbalah, there's a few things. First of all, a person feels that if he took a Kabbalah, and in the middle he didn't do it one day, that's it, the Kabbalah's over. That's the opposite of what Kabbalah is. Kabbalah is something that, so you can read as Chazakin, and if a person was Nechshel, so then that should be your Pultadim will come. So he didn't do it. So he'll do it again the next day. He'll do it again the next day. And you weren't Matzliach, so you'll do it again the next day. You'll try again. And you weren't Matzliach 3 times and 4 times. So what? That's exactly what Shevet Pultadim will come. Obviously, the Kabbalah has to be something which is within the person's realm. It has to be something which is Shaykh, which is possible. But it's also something that when a person is learning a sefer, then it's a milsa de rami le de inish. You can see it here in the Eilam, where we're learning the Yeronim of the diktuk in Kriyashma. There's a chizik in the diktuk of Kriyashma. Everybody felt in the chazik, everybody felt that their Kriyashma was a different Kriyashma. I heard it from Kama Vakama from the Bnei Chabura. The davening is different, the Shema is different when you're in the middle, and then you're not so much in it, and then it slows down. So a person can take a sefer, and it's also a sefer is something that if you didn't do it one day, it was later. There's no certain set amount that a person has to learn. You should be going through the sefer. If it takes you 6 years to go through the sefer, that's even better. It's not worse. It's better. That way, it's a milsa derami le de'inish for 6 years. You missed 2 days. It doesn't make a difference. It's something which is on your mind. It's something which you're thinking about. It's something which is. It could be something in Shalom Bayis. It could be something in Shalom Bein Adam Mechaver. It could be something in Avas Chesed. Something in. I thought it maybe another possible thing is there. Rav Don was Messer about, we're going to get to this week's parasha also, is the Indian of Shabbos. It says that the beginning of Parshas Bahar is the whole parasha of Shemitah. Shei Shonim Tezah Sadech, Shei Shonim Tez Mor Komech, Vosafta Situat. Mechula, Vitzivitzi is Berchasi, Kadosh Baruch is going to give a bracha, Vashon Ashishis, Vosafta Situat Lashal Yishanim. As you're wondering, what's the pshat there? That the Shbrochu says, take a year off, and I'll give you bracha for 3 years. So why? I remember the dvar, so don't take the year off, and don't give me the bracha, and I'll just work every year. Obviously, there's a reason for Shemitah. The avart that I heard from Matisio Salman about 20 years ago, it's probably 3 Shemitahs ago, he came to Israel, and he spoke in Ezra Sarah, in the basic soul show. And he said that Yaakov Kamenetsky, he says, yes, he says that in the Teichacha it says, Oz Tirtzo Ha'eretz is Shav Siseho, Kol Yimei Hashamo. Then though, Oz Tirtzo Ha'eretz is Shav Siseho, Kol Yimei Hashamo, Vatem Eretz Ha'ivechem, Oz Tishbeis Ha'eretz is Shav Siseho. Says that the Golus of Shivim Shana, Rashi brings down, Shivim Shana Shal Golas Bavel, he connected Shivim Shnei Sashmita, of Yerivel Shayu Bashanam Shechis Yisrael Ba'aretzim Lefnei Amokim, Dalar Meiris V'Shleishim Shana. 430 years, Klal Yisrael didn't keep Shemitah. You know what that was? You know how long that Beis HaMikdash stood for? 410 years. That means the entire Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't Shem Shemitah. What does that mean? They weren't Shem Shemitah. In the year Tavshim Pei Aleph, Yibari Kerei Chesed Vari Lishmei Kalvodari, we have people that are Shem Shemitah. Sometimes the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash Rishon, Beis HaMikdash Rishon, supposedly the Gaon said that he could first day, he could have some sort of Hasaga in a Rishon. And even in some of the Gaonim. And even in a Amora, and possibly he could have a Saga of a Tano. But a Pashur Yid in Bais Rishon, when they had the Shechinu Asherah, that he has no Musagin. And we were Rishon Mishmita, and they didn't have Karen Shvius, they helped out the farmers, they weren't Shem Mishmita, what's the Pshat? How could that be? So he says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that the ending of Shemitah is Shabbos Veshav Zahard Shabbos Lashem. Rashi says Kimoy Shinemar B'mayis Abreishis. What's the ending of Shabbos Lashem? What's the ending of Shabbos that happens every week? What do we do, especially long afternoons? What do? A longer nap we have now. Baruch Hashem. What's the ending of Shabbos Lashem? The ending of Shabbos Bereishis, and what's really the ending of Shemitah, is to take off a day from the work, take off the day, and realize that it's Lashem, realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Borei the Olam, and there's something more to than just running the rat race and keeping up with the halavai that a person has the schus to learn the entire week and be Oisik and Avedus Hashem, tremendous, but the mechlalusai, to be able to take off from all malachis and stop all things and really be makir that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei. And that's why we're stopping on Shabbos, to realize that he's the Borei, and we don't create anything, and we're now being Oisik and Avedus Hashem. That's the ending also of Shemitah, is once every 7 years, a person works Rav of Klal Yisrael. The time when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they worked the ground. They didn't have computers, and they didn't have people going to the other side of the world, and there were people, everybody was in Eretz Yisrael. That's where people were. And what did they get for their panasa? They would toil the ground, and they would be, most of the people were farmers. Mela, the entire Klal Yisrael, took off every 7 years and realized that a stop from what we're doing, a stop, we're not, there's something more than just plowing the land and growing and having the crops grow. The Rebbeinu Shlom owns the land, and the Indian is to take off, that it should be like Shabbos Bereishis, that it should be Kodesh Lashem, it should be Yazman, which is, you take off and you use it for Avodas Hashem. One of the people that was Nefta also was there last night, also both people in Beitar, Klagsbald, he was a Rish Kirlum, and they said that Shabbos, he came out in his sleep achlal. He spent the entire day Kodesh Lashem. That's his Shabbosis. That's the Indian of Shabbos, it should be Kodesh Lashem. Not that you don't sleep, we know Rasan Tzvi. Rasan Tzvi, I remember many years ago, Reb Asher giving a shmooze to the, I can't remember if it was a Bach or was it just after I was married. And he said, maybe I shouldn't be saying it, this is when Rasan Tzvi was alive. He says, but Rasan Tzvi supposedly learns 17 hours over, I think he said, over the course of Shabbos. And that's like, in addition to the Tfilot, in addition to the, I don't remember if it was from Friday afternoon or from, but basically, the entire Shabbos is Kodesh Lashem. I don't want to say the exact pratim, I remember, but it was like, he's trying to give over that inning that Shabbos is different even if he's a Roshiva, and even if he's supposedly Rasan Tzvi used to learn 8 hours a day, even as Roshiva, he was chayev to learn a certain amount of time. I remember the last week, I'm getting a little sidetracked, the last week that he was, before his Niftar, there was a younger man in the Chabur that wanted to ask him a question. You know, he was nervous to go by himself. So I went with him. So we went in the afternoon, at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, just to ask him. And one of his Gabbayim was there. And I said, can I speak to Rishiva? He looked at me like I fell off the moon. He's like, now? He's like, what do you mean? She was learning. I was like, of course, she was learning. Second day, it wasn't... that's the ending of Shemitah. Shemitah is to take off and take stock of what you have and use the year for sabbatical for Avodas Hashem. But Meila says, Rabbi Yaakov, that's what they were missing. In a Hanami, it could be that the Taka didn't plow the field, and the Taka didn't plant, and the Taka kept the halachis. But the Indian of Shemitah, to some darga, there was some etvas, there was something that was missing there in the Indian of Shemitah. Now, most people nowadays are not farmers. But everybody's got to take off sometime. Sabbatical, I don't know if they take off a sabbatical. And I know people, younger life from the Chabura, that are in America now, they come every once a year or two, for a week or two, to Eretz Yisrael, come and sit and learn, come and sit in. I'm not telling anybody to do that, especially you can't get in now with the corona. But there has to be some time that every person takes stock for himself. And Shabbos is a good time. Shabbos is a good time also that a person realizes that, okay, this is the, of course, my week is spent one way, but Shabbos is L'Avodas Hashem. A lot of people don't have, the Shabbos is not really anything unique. Maybe that's also looking for a sefer. That Shabbos shouldn't be on Milumada, we go through the Sudas and we say the Tvilais, but it could be something much more. Maybe to take a sefer on Shabbos. You know, they have a sefer from Shimshon Pinkus's, even in English, that was translated in Yonah Shabbos. But that may be to take some sort of if you want to be nitzchazik in something and keep it going, maybe that's the way to do it without feeling the pressure of a Kabbalah, and to be able to keep the chizuk continuing to go, is to take a sefer and learn through it when you could. Learn through it. It should be a kvias of some. You miss a day? Nunu. You miss 2 days? Also, nunu. Make it something that will be a milsa de rami lede inish. Anything that is a milsa de rami lede inish, then Mirtashen will be al daite and be able to come out nitzchazik from this whole mindset.